Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here we go. We'll just dive right into it.
Yeah.
We're going to start high level here. Very basic. This is from Earl on Twitter.
Oh, Earl.
Have the Earl 369. Have the Bears made enough moves this season to compete in a real season?
to compete in the regular season?
Thank you.
I'll start, Grody. I think you have to figure out what your definition of compete is. I certainly think they have made enough moves this offseason to be a much better football team, to be much improved, to take on some of the better teams in the league and to stay in games and potentially win several of them. I think this team should have an aspiration to be in the playoff chase all the way through the end of December and into January and be playing meaningful football across the finish line of the regular season. And in that regard, I do think they have made enough moves and enough improvements into the roster, to the coaching staff, et cetera, to be more competitive on that level through the entirety of the 2025 season.
Yeah, this roster dictates that this team is going to be better. I thought they had a pretty good roster going into last year as well. I mean, I think we all sort of applauded at the time Ryan Poles' work in putting enough support around Caleb Williams. I was wrong about the offensive line. Having an average to below average offensive line, as the Bears did most of last year, was hurtful, along with a lot of other things, to Caleb Williams's progress. So I do think, with everybody being there an extra year, when I talk about everybody, I'm mainly talking about somebody like Roma Dunze, that he is there this year, that you added Luther Burden, that you the interior of the offensive line. I mean, that all those things dictate that you are a better team. It should add up in the area of win column with some of these moves that they have made, not to mention the natural development that will have occurred from last year. So, yeah, I think that they're better. I'm not ready to sit here and say that they're better than the teams in the division, but ready to compete better with them. Let's say
that. Look, like you've heard me say on this podcast, our audience has heard me say that this year is set up to be what last year was supposed to be, right?
Yeah,
which is a team
to put it.
Becoming more relevant. And so I talk all the time about teams either trying to get on the staircase, the escalator, or the elevator. This feels like a staircase year for me until it's not, right? Like until you get to the point of the escalator where you can go up a little bit quicker. And so right now it's going to be a climb. And I think they've got the pieces in place to start to make that climb and do so in a way that's encouraging for everybody involved. That includes you, Mark Grody, and me, Dan Reeder.
I'm encouraged. Next question.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, fellas, we'll dive in a little bit deeper now. And this is everybody's favorite topic this offseason, the running back position. So our friend Rob Nide on Twitter asked us this. The running back position still worries me. Is management really that with Swift, as he uses our main back, and faith in a rookie backup, that being Kyle Manungai?
All right, Grody. Comfortable is a choice sometimes. The Bears are going to have to make the choice to be comfortable with what they have. We know they weren't entirely confident with what they had in the running backs room. Otherwise, they would not have gone into draft weekend with eyes on trying to figure out if they could get Ashton Jeanty in their building. They would not have gone into the second day of the draft with active moves to try to pursue Trevion Henderson there. And so there were things that the Bears were hoping to do to upgrade that running backs room that did not come to fruition. So where does it send them now? It sends them to the starting gate of training camp with DeAndre Swift as the lead back. You have obviously Roschon Johnson in the mix. You have Kyle Manungai, a draft pick. And don't forget about Ewan Wheeler, who we saw at the end of the spring back on the field. He's going to have his opportunities in August to, you know, try to state a claim to some sort of role on this football team. I think they would like to have more in the arsenal in the backfield, but they have what they have right now. And so they have to create that comfort with the moves that they make and the way that they structure their running game and this offense around the backs that they have.
Right. It's not ideal that they have the same group of running backs that they weren't able to upgrade. You said it well, Dan. I mean, let's be honest. The Bears did want to upgrade the running back room in the draft. They were not able to. I look at one thing that I take very seriously, something that you and I, Dan, both learned from within the organization and some of the conversations that you and I were a part of. And that's that they really believe that, I'll paraphrase, that the way Roschon Johnson was used last year was botched. That yeah. It was and some of it lays on Roschon Johnson. I only use him as symbolism because he's the backup running back and he might be fighting for number two time with Manungai. I bring that up because maybe they botched DeAndre Swift too in the way that they used him. And again, we saw plenty of times where it's like, come on, Swift, just hit that hole, man. Stop dancing around.
Yeah.
But if we can confidently say from hearing what you and I have heard from within the organization that one running back was botched, then it is possible that you look at this palette, this plate, this tray of running backs and say, okay, I think Ben Johnson can make them better. Is this going to be like a top 10 running backs room in the NFL? I doubt that. But if it's somewhere in the top 15 and Ben Johnson can start to do some of the things that he wants to do with that running backs room in his first year, then I think they're going to have a decent situation. Probably not a great situation, but a decent situation in that running backs room this year.
We've talked about it before with Swift. He was in an RB2 role with Ben Johnson the last time they were together in Detroit, and he averaged 5.5 yards per carry in that role. Ben Johnson has been very forward about the things that DeAndre Swift needs to work on to be maximally effective in this offense. And part of that is staying on tracks and understanding that sometimes a 2 and a 3 yard run is good and you don't have to hit the big play every time. What I love, and you've heard me talk in glowing terms about DeAndre Swift for a while now, is that there will be no friction. DeAndre Swift will listen to Ben Johnson. He will listen to Eric Bieniemy. He will hear the coaching that they are offering him, and he will apply it. And so I think you have a good mix here of trying to get the most out of him in 2025, whatever that may be within this offense. And so I do like that there is going to be buy-in, and there's going to be an effort here to make sure that DeAndre Swift has a much better season than he had in his first year in a Bears uniform.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I've said it probably five times before on episodes prior, you know, but at some point in time, like Ben Johnson, considering who he is, what the resume says, what he's being paid relative to other Bears coaches, relative to the NFL, Ben Johnson has to be the because of guy. Your running back room is better because of Ben Johnson. Your routes are better with the wide receivers. Roma Dunze is better this year because of Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams is better this year because of Ben Johnson. So I keep that factor in mind. Not that I think he's going to work magic, but I'm not going to be afraid to put pressure on Ben Johnson this year to say, okay, hey, let's see you work your magic on a roster that is not the Detroit Lions.
On that topic, before we move on, I just want to say that I'm eager, given how honest Ben has been with us in that press room since the start of the offseason, to hear in the early stages of training camp what his vision for Manungai is. Because I don't know yet. I can't figure it out. Maybe they don't know yet and they've got to figure it out. But I would like to hear some honest assessments of what does rookie year Kyle Manungai look like, and what do they hope they can squeeze out of him?
Right. And is he better? Like, I always look at Khalil Herbert as the standard for like late round picks.
Yeah,
like,
day three guy. Yeah.
Right. Is he even better than Khalil Herbert or not? Because if he's just Khalil Herbert, and look, Khalil Herbert was what, a fifth round pick? So in theory, he was a better prospect and consequently maybe will have been a better running back than Kyle Manungai. But I think that's a good name for me to throw out there because there is so much hope for Manungai. And I'm not here to dash people's hopes, but I do think that there needs to be some perspective on a seventh round running back pick that everybody is mentioning right now as, yeah. Oh yeah, he's going to contribute. Is he? I don't know.
Well said.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.